you not only have gifts like hammers and nails and music and art, you not only have those kind of gifts, you do have those gifts, but if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you also have, whether you recognize it or not, you already have. I want to say that slowly. I want it to go in slowly. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you already have spiritual gifts in your life. They may be dormant. You may not know how to use them. You may not even understand them, but they're already there. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you get all of Him. And He is the one who distributes the gifts of the Spirit in the body of Christ. Some of you just need to discover the gift that is operating in you, and hopefully I'll explain them in a way that you can do that. Let's look in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning in verse 4. Now, you might want to turn your Bibles there, because I'm going to read quite a few scriptures here. They're all on the screens for you. I'm reading from the New King James Version. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. I love that, because that means we don't all have to do it the same way. A preacher that's not loud and passionate like I am doesn't mean they're not preaching better than I am, or just as good, or just as effective. This is my personality. I'm a double extrovert. When you get me like this every time you meet me. You get me like this all the time. I just do everything big. I do everything loud. My children say, and my wife says, that my motto for living is anything worth doing is worth overdoing. I don't know if that's really true. They haven't gotten me a t-shirt yet, but that's what they all say about me. They said, Dad's motto is anything worth doing is worth overdoing. I see things big, and I go after things in a big way because I believe that's how I see them. I'm not just hoping. I believe it can be that, and I'm working toward that. And so that is a gift that God's put in me. I'm a visionary, and that is something God has put in me. There's the diversities of activities, verse 6. And it is the same God. Everybody say, same God, who works all in all. So just because it's different doesn't mean it's wrong. Just because someone doesn't do it the same way you were brought up praying, a different kind of way, doesn't mean it's the wrong way. It's just a different way. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one to profit to all. Okay, now this verse is very important, and I'm going to highlight this one again in a moment. That is the purpose of the gifts of the Spirit, so that everyone in this room can profit from it. It is not to be managed or sold or manipulated. It is so that the body of Christ can be constantly built up by building each other up in our faith like pillars to pathways. It's just God just giving us everything that we need to get to where we're going. Amen. And there are diversities of activities, but the same God who works in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one to profit all. Verse 8, for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. Now, I'm going to say two things about that. Distributing to each one individually as He wills. All of the gifts of the Spirit can operate in you, but there are certain gifts that you will recognize and use and operate in those gifts more naturally. But you don't get half of the Holy Spirit. You get all of the Holy Spirit. You don't subdivide Him when you get Him. He doesn't say, He uses one because of their giftings and because of their yieldedness and because of the anointing on their life in different ways than He uses others. But the truth is, the Lord can use you in any of these gifts at any time if He chooses to do that. Because when you have the Holy Spirit, you have the gift giver that's already inside of you.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit and differences of ministry. So I want to just illustrate this for a moment. So let's go back, and I'm going to break these verses down. Go back to verse 4. So he says that everyone operates differently in these gifts. Now, you have the Pentecostals who emphasize the power of God. And so Pentecostals are known sometimes for being a little loud, and they're known for being very passionate. Some people say it's all emotionalism because we are emotion. There's a lot more. See, we know what we're shouting about. I like what Andre Crouch said a few years ago. He said, "You may call me Holy Roller, and those words just may be true. But if you knew what I was rolling about, you'd be rolling with me too." So I don't know if that's accurate, but that's what I heard him say. But I'll tell you this, Pentecostals are known for their exuberance because they emphasize and they have been handed the gratuitous gift to protect the message of the power of God. So that is what we do. We protect the message of the power, so we demonstrate. We preach with power. We do things with dynamics because we've been entrusted with this gift. Other denominations are protecting something too, and so they do things differently. If you grew up in the Four Square Church, it was founded by Amy Simple McPherson, who was a very gracious lady. And to this very day, in the Four Square Church, the gifts of the Spirit operate much more gently. They celebrate. Anybody ever been to a Four Square Church or grown up in a Four Square Church? Several of you, do you know what I'm talking about? In the Four Square Church, they celebrate the dove of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is not necessarily demonstrated the same way as the Pentecostals of maybe the South or other areas of the world, but it's demonstrated with gentility. So the gifts of the Spirit operate in a more gentle way. Now, which is more powerful? There's no difference. They're both just as powerful. They're both praying the same prayer of faith. If you jump or if you cry, it's still praise. You don't have to do it the same way everybody else. You don't have to stand up every time somebody stands up. Now, if you're preaching and I'm on that front row, I'm going to stand up every chance I get. That's just me, and I like it when people do that. But if nobody ever does that, I'm still going to do that. That's just me saying yes, because I love the word. I get into it. I celebrate it. It gets in. It's like fire shut up in my bones, and all I need is a half a strike, and the match is on. So I just need some. I can shout on a half a hallelujah, but that's just me. That doesn't make me more spiritual. That doesn't make me more powerful. That doesn't make what I do more meaningful to God. If you're sitting there with your hands folded and there are tears streaming down your face and you're saying glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men, that doesn't mean that God is not just as happy with your praise as he is with me jumping around like that. It's just your personality. If you were a part of the Jesus movement, anybody a part of that one? The Jesus movement grew out of a group of hippies. And boy, you're talking about praise. Now, they were radical. They were all about breaking religious rules. So, boy, they knew how to. I mean, they did everything. They did everything so pure. They were after the pureness of God. They just wanted if the word of God said it, they took every single word so literal. And they'd live in houses. There'd be 20 of them living in one house. And they'd be praying all night long. I mean, it was an amazing thing that literally shifted the whole United States of America spiritually. It was an amazing thing. But the way they operate in spiritual gifts are so different from the Four Square and so different from the Pentecostals. How about the charismatic movement? Anybody come out of that? That was my neighborhood back in St. Louis for 30 years. So a lot of the Pentecostal movement was like in the Deep South and the Carolinas and all of that. And I mean, it's everywhere, really. It's Texas. It's that Bible Belt. You know, that's the deep Pentecostal stuff. Well, we were up in the Midwest. So we were near Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we were getting everything that was coming down from the airport in Toronto. And I mean, we were getting all of that coming down, and I didn't understand a whole lot of that was going on because they would preach for two or three hours, and then they'd have another 2-hour altar call after that. Because they were so hungry for God, it was like, I'm not leaving till I see a miracle. And they saw miracles. I mean, they saw supernatural things right and left. They were word centers. They didn't get it all right, but they didn't get it all wrong either. Because they were a group that was born out of hunger for God, and they pursued. So what I'm trying to tell you is that different is not wrong. Just because you don't act like somebody else does not mean that you're not as powerful as they are in the sight of God and everyone else. All right, let's go on down to the gifts. I want to first of all talk about the revelation gifts. I've got three categories here of this particular list. Keep in mind, this is not the only list in the Bible, but of this particular list. So the revelation gifts are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. So let's talk about those. So if I was to describe a revelation gift, it was like I know something that I never learned. Okay, it's like I've been given knowledge about something I've never studied. I know something I've never learned before. I know something that was not otherwise known. No one told me, I just know it. That would be what these revelation gifts look like. The first one is the gift of wisdom. I'm gonna break this down for you real simple, because some of you have this gift and you don't even know it. The gift of wisdom is one thing, a supernatural ability to solve problems. That's all it is. The supernatural ability to solve problems. Wisdom is the application of knowledge. That's what it is. That's why Solomon said, above all, get wisdom. You can solve problems. You know, that was the gift that God gave Solomon. And the Bible says, and this is a quote from the Bible, every nation came to Solomon to solve their problems because he had a supernatural gift. He told them how to heal trees. He had a gift of things he had never learned before. It was not things that he knew that he was never taught. He had this ability to solve problems. There's some of you in this room, you have not recognized that yet as a gift that operates in your life. You have the gift to see the predictability of things. If you choose this or that, you have the gift of seeing, if I choose this, this is where it's gonna go. If I choose this, this is where it's gonna go. Now, wisdom does not come with age. Don't we all wish it did? Sometimes we give the aged credit for wisdom because they have more experience. But I know a lot of people that don't fall in that category. So wisdom is not about age. But the Bible says to young people, if any man lacks wisdom, and he's talking to a young pastor, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of the Father who gives liberally to you, and he will give you wisdom. God gave wisdom to Josiah. God gave wisdom to Isaiah. God gave wisdom to an 8-year-old king. So God can give any person of any age wisdom, and what the word of wisdom is God has shown me how to solve this problem.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand his kingdom around the world.